This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm waiting in my cold cell, but I don't want to wait.
When the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock, they took me to the gallows pole.
Our subconscious and created this. I saw this when I was 2, 3, 4 years old, recurring dreams, an archetypal truth, the reality of the universe. AI did not create this. It scraped our vision and gave it back to us. The unconscious now made conscious. Segment. So I want all you callers to be heard by everybody. But man, this is a spectacular journey we've all been on together. And anybody that says we live in boring times, we are alive and conscious in the middle of this incredible universe. Recognize God's real. Point your spiritual antenna at God. Open the door. Receive the transmission. It's simple. Do it. And I've had these callers, but I'm scared. It's because you know. Eternity's on the other side. It's already there. So stop lying to yourself. There's a lot of other economic news I'm going to hit. This Hunter Biden, it's entertaining. It's ridiculous. He's arrogant. But it's a football. It's a diversion. The arrogance of, oh, I comply with a subpoena. This is a public hearing. Well, they indicted all these Trump people that wouldn't go to the kangaroo court. They didn't even let Republicans on it. Didn't allow the Republican Party to put who they wanted on the committee, and then they indict Steve Bannon, but but we're not going to indict, you know, Hunter. And AOC goes on and says, this is a real subpoena. I mean, he talked to a crowd. I guess next time they subpoena me, I'll just go to a press conference and say, I comply with the subpoena. They know they have idiot constituents. And so they think they're moron constituents, and I guess they will, watch this crap and believe it. Steve Bannon said this is an illegitimate committee, and the Republican lawyers agreed, and it was true. I mean, it was they appointed who they wanted to it. That's a follow the law. He said, I'm not going to speak at it. I just went and took the fifth. I said, you're a kangaroo committee. I said, you're fake. You're a fraud. Schiff has already falsified 3 documents we know of in these rigged hearings. And so you're going to get 98 times, I take the Fifth Amendment because you're a fraud, not because I'm hiding anything. You are a fraud. And so for reasons of that, Fifth Amendment, shove it up your ass over and over again. Because I knew they'd indict me, so I just gave them the fifth. Steve didn't, they indicted him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Little precious crackhead pedophile hunter. Your calls are 60 seconds away.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Kicking off hour number two on this live Thursday, December 14th, worldwide transmission. So if you just joined us, let me briefly recap and go to your calls. All hell is broken loose. All the Hollywood and the governments and the intelligence agencies, imminent cyber attacks, power's going to get cut off, elections disrupted, UK, US, Europe, millions surging across the borders. The biggest thing is NATO saying war footing. We're going to just bring Ukraine into NATO and say that any Russian troops there is an attack on NATO and go to full war with Russia. It's all being announced. It's totally insane. And it's a minor blip on the news. There's more coverage of, you know, NFL games than there is of the entire Ukraine war now. And Zelensky was here a few days ago. We played the clip yesterday saying, stop crying, Americans. Forget your roads. Forget your cities. All money go to me now. I mean, you, there's like some Muppet up there. You're watching it and you're like, am I on 10 hits of acid? This is crazy town. And all these movies about civil war and race war, and Obama produced one of them, and all these others with all the top Hollywood scum. I mean, it's going down. And you look at the average idiot that doesn't even know what's going on. Can you imagine once this all kicks off? So how do you see this playing out? How do we stop it? Can we stop it? We're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen, at 877, put it on screen for TV viewers, 877 789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And now, let's go to your phone calls. Matt, thanks for calling from Tennessee. Matt, go ahead.
Alex, first time, long time. Love you, man. Love your products. I'm a 101st Army veteran here in Tennessee. And actually, I applied to a local police department here, and they actually almost threatened to not hire me because I had one of your bumper stickers on my car.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, they tell the military, as you know, that the Army, don't even support Trump or you're going to get demoted. And then, of course, they had to say, well, that's illegal. We're going to stop that. But, yeah, you got a bunch of people that just think sucking up to the establishment's going to get them ahead. And that's why our country's basically gone.
Oh, yeah. They said I was an anti-Semite and racist because I had an InfoWars bumper sticker. But that's another thing. But I've watched us in the last 2 years with this war expend most of our stores of ordnance and ammunition. You know, our military is depleted. We can't enlist enough people. Every month they're missing their enlistment goals. And I've talked to multiple guys in the SF community here that have told me that in the last 2 years, they've lost over 60% of the SF community, either from the vaccines or them just retiring because they don't want to deal with it or being forced out or this or that. So we've lost our military. We've lost our munitions. We can't get people in. We're losing the SF community. And now we've got people crossing the border that they showed on, you know, Glenn Beck's program. You know, these guys from Guinea saying, oh, they're going to come here and join the Marines. So
actually, that's what Lloyd Austin and Blinken said last week. They said our new military will be illegal aliens.
Yeah, so we're going to have a military full of illegal aliens. We got our local police departments and state police that are all turning woke.
Oh, no. It's worse. Whether it's Illinois or New Mexico or California, they're hiring illegal aliens to be police. Oh, you figured it out. These guys being imported are our new bosses.
Yeah, and exactly what they've always said is, well, yeah, Americans won't go against Americans, but it's not going to be Americans anymore.
What do you make of all the cascading crises and now NATO officially saying they're gearing up for direct war by entering Ukraine into NATO, then saying, oh, Russia's now attacked NATO? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's just like you said. They're going to try and put us on a war on three fronts, and absolutely we're going to become a third world nation from losing our military powers, everything, within just a matter of the next year or two at this rate.
Absolutely, my friend. That is where we are, and that is what is unfolding. And I just hope and pray people wake up and the people inside the power structure will stop following orders, because this is like following Hitler's orders in 1945, a few months before, you know, they totally collapsed. They knew they were going to lose. They kept following orders, and it's suicidal. I appreciate your call. Stephen in Utah, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just in your honest opinion, what is the actual purpose or mission of the CIA and other global intelligence agencies today? And then what was their original purpose for creation? And has that changed throughout, you know, last 100 years, or are they essentially the same?
Boy, that you could write 100 books on that subject. And I mean, look, we had Army intelligence and Naval intelligence and all that before 1947, the National Security Act. And then they allowed the CIA to go underground and the NSA to be set up and operate as a separate branch of government. We had the Federal Reserve Act before that, 1913, which is not a federal agency, but operates independently and without congressional oversight. And so that's the real beachhead for the coup. And we basically merged with British intelligence before World War II in 1922 through the Council on Foreign Relations. So it was about America first not being a republic but becoming an empire. By 1922, we became merged at the hip with the British Empire. And then they began to recruit people who would just profit and have power with the robber barons off of parlaying American power. But still, it brought a lot of wealth to the United States, even though the globalists got most of the wealth. Then by the mid-70s and the deals with China, the transfer goes overseas and the intelligence agencies and the banks around them fully sold America out to be able to get control of China and most of the world. And then they're trying to fully suck us dry to set up their world government, their world cashless society, so they won't even need governments anymore. They're axing and spiking the old militaries of humans, purposely purging them, not to replace them with communists mainly, but to replace them with robots and AI. That's why you see the destruction of the military right now to a machine military that'll follow orders. And so people think of intelligence agencies with some esprit de corps, or they're amazing and all this crap. They're the most compartmentalized, brainwashed, given false information groups out there. And then the higher-ups are just swindling money and running offshore bank accounts for their bosses. And it's just purely predatory. So since 1947, U.S. intelligence agencies have been the bad guys. But it took them decades to get the anti-communist people out. They just put them in low-level positions and then hung them out to dry later for things they'd done. And then now they basically completed the transference into sociopathic globalist, whose one skill is to be a criminal and hate America. And now they're in all the top positions, 99% of them. And so they're making their move on us. And so the so-called intelligence agencies are nothing but the proboscis on a mosquito that sucks blood out of you. They're just the extraction port You know, like if I walked up to you and knocked a hole in your head and stuck a big metal straw in your brain and sucked your brains out, the CIA is just a straw, but the globalists are the creatures sucking the brains. You understand?
Yeah, when I read Transformation of America, I mean, it completely blew my head wide open. So that's a great answer, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Yeah, the brass is all controlled. The agencies are all controlled. Just all a complete joke. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Hunter in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. This is message to InfoWars and the rest of the useless eaters. There's a little bit of Pfizer in your veins. You will eat the bugs and not complain. Is the J&J is just one shot. Put some extra pressure in your heart. With the AstraZeneca in your brain, the lipid nanoparticles can't contain. With the Moderna in your heart, shed the spike proteins when you fart.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't care what you want, you will eat your box.
So Willie has what I need. I ordered Willie magazine.
All right, folks, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. We do have that clip. It's coming up at the start of the next segment when I was on Steve Bannon this morning where he had a compilation of them saying it's not just MAGA that are the terrorists now. It's the Christians. So, this is it, declaring us all the enemy. And they got all the movies out right now. The white Christians are going to kill everybody. And they're going to supply it. So this is not even hard to figure out, ladies and gentlemen. Jay in Seattle, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I appreciate you taking my call, sir. Hey, I have a statement and a question kind of wrapped up in the same. You know, I noticed in different countries, sir, that you know, in Rome or Italy, people mass to the streets when there's a issue of small things compared to big things. And the thing I don't understand is why we don't do that in this country. Whether, you know, we have all these people like Antifa and all these other extremists block the traffic and do their whole bull crap. You know, I don't understand what the hell, why we can't just stop one day of work.
But listen, that's what liberals, communists love strikes. So they're out attacking Christmas trees and knocking them over and blocking highways and shooting people. And the media is, oh, how liberal and loving. We hurt them by not shopping with globalists. We hurt them by electing people that stop them. We hurt them by taking our government back. There's this idea the work stoppage will show the globalists. They shut the world down for a couple of years to destroy the economy. The big banks have unlimited money. They can handle a six-month strike. What they can't handle is nobody working for globalists or anybody supporting globalists and people protesting globalists outside their houses peacefully. And so I'm not knocking your idea of strikes.
Yes, sir.
But a strike hurts the mom and pop restaurant as much as it, you know, and it doesn't hurt Starbucks because they've got unlimited ESG money. That's why the head of IBM said, we don't hire white people now in that internal video that got released because they were ordered by Larry Fink, who said, we control you, to make sure that white people are shut down, to set the precedent under ESGs that they can do anything they want. Because if you'll say all white people can't have a job, well, you can sure as hell take banking away from Christians or conservatives or anti-globalists. So they're legitimizing discrimination through AI, through social credit scores, through central bank digital currencies, and once that gets accepted, they can do anything.
You know, and I'm not on the track of violence and everything else, but it seems like these people that are extreme, like as the Timothy McVeigh and the other, you know, people that have made a name for themselves by taking the violence to the government. I mean, if massing in the streets isn't an alternative, this country was founded on blood. Why the hell should we not give it back to them?
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I could talk for 50 hours about what you just said. There was a thing called chivalry to a certain extent 200 years ago, 250 years ago, where the British troops lined up and we lined up because you're in the military and you're men and you go kill each other. And then who wins, wins. And we actually introduced the guerrilla stuff we learned from the Native Americans and started, you know, don't call it fighting dirty, but, you know, shooting and running and then shooting and running like the Russians did when Napoleon went into Russia. So, if somebody truck bombed the UN today, it would take a discredited, hated group in trouble and make them victims, and they would probably get their world treaty through. Oklahoma City was run by the FBI and the CIA and the ATF. We know the names. We know what happened. That Bill Clinton on Air Force One after he got reelected in 1996 said, I owe my reelection in front of a whole press corps. Look it up. Bill Clinton said he owed his reelection to Oklahoma City. They ran that bombing of a innocent federal agents by other federal agents and little kids in a nurse in a nursery. In fact, they picked that federal building as one of the only ones in the country that had a nursery in it. Usually it's separate. By the way, feds, you shouldn't have a nursery in your own building. Use your brain. You're a major target. So you attack yourself to get the government after the people. And they're saying right-wingers are about to attack and engage in terror everywhere, and that it's imminent so they can come after all of us because we're politically, peacefully winning. So, I mean, I see this where people say, let's get violent. The tree of liberty must be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. Martin Luther King Jr. got beat up on TV a bunch, and then everybody supported him. Mahatma Gandhi did it. And they said, we're copying Jesus. Jesus, by what he did, discredited that whole system. Okay? So, if you really think, not just, you think the globalists care about feds? So you cook a truck bomb up and roll it into a police station and kill 100 cops and secretaries, you just made us all the villains. So don't worry. You're not going to have to go out and do it, caller. We're in the hour of the globalists are going to do it for you. So I think you're going to get what you want. Ambulances and arms and legs blown off, and you're going to get to hear that the MAGA and power outages and cyber attacks and the Trump people did it. And then the globalists can start having power outages and cut the food off and telling you, oh, it's the fault. They did this. They got movies about civil war where Florida and Texas and everybody rise up and start killing the feds, and the army comes in and crushes us. And of course, they're not going to crush us if that goes for that. But that's what they're selling, okay? Because it's the takedown of the country. Offensive violence is the very worst thing you can do. You know, and if you don't get politically engaged now, people that talk about violence as some panacea, you're never going to do it. How about you go protest in front of UN buildings and educate everybody coming in and out that they're the ones running slave camps all over the world? How about you go speak at city councils? That's what the feds are scared of, at school boards against critical race theory and pedophilia being taught. That's what they're scared of. How about you run for office? That's what they're scared of. How about you start a church or go support a church that tells the truth? How about you go protest in front of an abortion clinic and save some lives? How about you go to the border and start a channel and just show what's going on? It's information warfare. We do not need and we do not want. I mean, look, Trump wanted a 10-day investigation in the Senate. That's the law. We got a million people there to show our numbers. The feds provocateured. They shot in the crowd. The provocateurs then got a few people to break through the police. They opened the doors and set up 1,000 people. Did going in the Capitol, what if we took the Capitol? What would that have done? Capitol doesn't run the government. They have alternate government facilities at Site R in Maryland and out in Colorado. Colorado Springs. They want a fight with us because we're winning the political war of the hearts and minds. They want a civil war. That's the whole thing they want. And I just talked for an hour and 20 minutes before I went to that caller about how horrible the idea of violence is, how it's the worst possible thing. And I see the comments online. Why don't you be a man, you wimp? Why don't you? Yeah, let's just, you know. Like Antifa. Let's just go shoot a cop in the back of the head. That'll really stop people. The feds are cutting off the police to create crime. Let's say you find out where the FBI is having some birthday party. You go shoot 20 FBI agents. What the hell does that do? Nothing. Probably 60% of them are on our side. It's stupid. They had to try to get a bunch of poor people, homeless people, to go kidnap Whitmer and gave them tens of thousands of dollars apiece, and they never even agreed to do it, and then it came out in court. They were set up. That's how Whitmer tried to make herself a hero. The same FBI team that did that ran January 6th. The worst idea ever is offensive violence. But I'll tell you, when violence is, you so into it, how about I tell you the real rules of engagement when we come back? I'll tell you when you can get violent, big man.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, reading. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And be happy.
Comes a brand new collection of hit songs from our beloved supreme leader. Time Lies presents The Great Here Set, Volume 14.
Everybody, jab your body light. Vaccine's back, all right. 1, 2, 3 and 2 to 4. Klaus, Schwabi, Schwab and Bill Gates is at the door. Ready to put a patent on air and grass, cause we're about to play this set, your ass. It's like this and like that and like this and that, so just cheer till the next pandemic. Digital identity, you shall have until 20, certainty. No discussion, for it is mandatory. You will see. 50-minute city. 50-minute city. Stay close to home. 50-minute city.
50 Moonlit City, or we'll send our clone. You better comply, you better watch out, you better implant that microchip now. Santa Claus is running the town. Every meal you make, every bite you take, every single lunch with a crispy crunch, you will eat that box.
The Great Hear Set, Volume 14. Get yours now.
That caller doing the Klaus Schwab imitation triggered me to do that. Look, I'm not trying to rant at the last caller, but the globalists are an illegitimate government literally waging war with us. They've purged the military of patriots. They're trying to start a physical civil war and saying we're going to get violent. And if you study history, they staged Oklahoma City, the Whitmer kidnapping, the list goes on and on. So, no. That's why when a transgender person goes and kills a bunch of little kids, they cover up the dossier, the manifesto, saying I'm going to kill a bunch of white kids. Because they wanted to blame it on conservatives. Because it's not good. Now listen, if hypothetically some FBI agent, for no reason, executed, say, my six-year-old daughter, if the FBI raided my house, for no, it's hypothetical, it's not happening, and said, you're going to pay Jones, and my six-year-old hypothetically is there, and they shoot her in the head and kill her. If that FBI agent does not go to prison, I'm not going to sit here and say what I'm going to do, but it's legitimate that I do something. That's not happening, okay? They're all a bunch of former military people slash lawyers who are just told and given BS warrants to go out and do all this crap. And you look at most of them delivering warrants to patriots' houses, they look completely ashamed, okay? They know, folks. The system can't do this evil because it delegitimizes them unless we're dumb enough to start randomly going around and killing feds. And I'm not lionizing feds, and I'm not their guardian, and I'm not sycophantly kissing their ass. It's the worst thing. Plus, randomly killing feds, or you say, have a war. What's the target? If somebody went to Bill Gates' house and killed him, they turned the son of a bitch into a martyr. I want to keep exposing him, his lies, his history. I want to destroy him so he's a archetype we then use to discredit their whole agenda. He's worth a lot more to us alive than dead. His wife's already left him. Everybody knows he's a pedophile. The son of a bitch is trying to destroy my life. But I don't want him to die. I don't want Klaus Schwab to die. I'm not going to cry when they die like Charlie Munger or Henry Kissinger, but that's good. Good natural death. You've gone to hell now. You're getting your just reward. But we don't turn them into martyrs. People always ask me, why are you still alive? You're not controlled by them. Because they're not stupid, and they don't want to turn me into a martyr. But I don't want to kill police officers or federal judges or FBI agents, not just because I don't want to turn them into martyrs, but because a lot of them are on our side. And it's retarded. It is stupid. The Border Patrol is facilitating open borders now. They can't stand it. Their unions speak out. Their head speaks out. They replace the head all the time because they're pissed. But you signed for that job and now you're there told to just help everybody come in. What do you do? I agree. They ought to just stand down so it's so lawless that it finally gets shut down. But whatever. You try the moral courage and you got a job and investment in college and everything and you're there getting these orders and then they just resign. They leave. So these agencies are made up of people just like us. They're not running things. It's the big banks and BlackRock that control the Congress and blackmail the Congress. Half of Congress went to Epstein's Island. I mean, seriously, or stuff like that. They're the problem. And look, the left went to the baseball game and tried to kill the conservative caucus because he was sent there to do it. And CNN said the guy was basically a hero. Shot Scalise. Thank God there were good feds there with guns that stopped him. So here's an example. I went to a federal courthouse a few weeks ago, my bankruptcy deal, and I'm not going to make a big deal about it, get people in trouble. But I walk in, and the feds and the marshals there, you know, wanted to shake my hand. They were all, good job, keep it up. We're trying here. What we do is pull up there and bomb the federal courthouse. What's that going to do?
You just blow up a bunch of, like, a secretary that works there or a janitor and some federal. Well, what does that do? It does nothing. We don't bomb federal buildings. We're the good guys. But I'm telling you, the bombing of federal buildings are coming, and it's going to be blamed on us, and it's already started. Okay, so I always get these calls. I get them every once in a while, and it's always the same way. Like, it's something like, oh, maybe we should just get violent. You know, if somebody went to New York to the big compound George Soros has, that guy's already dead, basically. And you climbed the wall and went in there and hung him. That would turn that Nazi collaborator into a victim. I don't want him to be killed. I don't want any of them to be killed. But since you asked the question, I'll go back to your calls. And I'll play this clip first. And we're just getting this break coming up. But since the caller, what was his name? I forget. He hung up. Since you love to talk about violence so much, you think it's so cool. Let me tell you something. Violence is easier than taking a piss. Jay in Seattle. If most people have a governor, and they decide to fight not to hurt somebody. If you tell your mind, I'm going to hurt somebody, even a little guy, you can kill somebody just like that. Okay? You're designed to kill. It's easy. All right? Very easy. Just jump on top of somebody with your knees and your arms. They're not going to be expecting it. Grab them by the head, headbutt them, and then slam their head in the ground, and then just do it 10 more times. It's easier than that. It's very easy. It's the will of the word when you say it. It makes your brain aim. Your brain wants the order to do it. So you say, die. And you chop them right in the larynx, right in the voice box, right in their esophagus, right in their windpipe. Die. And they're going to wish they're dead. And most of the time, they're going to end up with a trach in their throat. In the ambulance. But what does that do? That's like sitting on a toilet and saying, all right, take a dump. It's infinitely harder to do this nonviolently, but infinitely more successful. I've sat there before when somebody's whooping my ass. And I just learned this as a young man. And I just say, die. And they had got there real quick or pretty close to it. Die. In the nose. It's going off the face. Gone. Black hole, blood shooting out. No nose. I've torn 3 noses completely off people's faces. Die. I've had nose bones stick in my hand because I said, die. And nobody taught me that. Now, how about live, 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 save the country, save the world, save the babies, love God, God help me. That's better than saying die, 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 die. The globalists know how to do it too. They think it's fun. That's all they want is death, 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 death. How about life, 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 life?
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Enemy and all the movies are coming around now. They're really trying to brand this. So the last thing we want is to be violent when they're the ones that just burned down half the country a few years ago. Here's the clip.
Mike Johnson, he's from your home state of Louisiana, the Speaker of the House. I read today he wrote a foreword in a book that prescribes to conspiracy theories and homophobic insults. I thought, Mike Johnson wrote the foreword to the Bible? Do you think Mike Johnson can hold his party together now that he has taken the mantle?
Well, first of all, I don't think he can hold his party together. Second of all, you're exactly right. Mike Johnson and what he believes is one of the greatest threats we have today to the United States.
When I
promise you, I know these people.
Well, you're talking about Christian nationalism.
Absolutely.
Talking about
this is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda. To this country. Let me tell you something. They're Speaker of the House. They got probably at least two Supreme Court justices, maybe more. Right? Don't kid yourself. And people in the press have no idea who this guy is, how he was formed, what the threat is, and this is a fundamental threat to the United States. It is a fundamental threat. They don't believe in the Constitution. They'll tell you that. Mike Johnson himself says, what is democracy but two wolves and a lamb having lunch?
Hit pause. That's a Thomas Jefferson quote, and George Washington also said it. Pure democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. They don't believe in democracy. Pure democracy in ancient Greece, they only had it a few places. If 51% voted to throw someone off a cliff for what they said, they murdered you. In a republic, the minority's rights are protected. We have a code of our basic rights.
and then we vote on big new general issues. So, oh, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he wants a tyranny because he quotes Thomas Jefferson. Shut up, Carvel, in your pink Marine Corps outfit, you damn Nosferatu. Continue.
Okay, really, really, really bleak. And to say, oh, come on, man, that's just some crazy. No, no. They believe that, and they're coming, and they've been doing it forever. They're funded. They're funded. They're relentless. And, you know, they probably won't win for a while, but they might. No, and if just, they do, it's you blow the whole country blows again.
You just have to...
I think, you know, what you're sort of getting at here is Christian nationalism, right? I haven't read the book yet, but I read the piece that you put out in The Atlantic about it that ended with the pastor who took over for your father, who was trying to fight the takeover of Trump in the church. You asked him what's happened to the evangelicals in America, and he said they love America too much. It's like is that what we're dealing with here? Is this what the evangel, or at least for some evangelicals, evangelicals that are supporting Trump morphed into Christian nationalism?
I think so. And listen, Christian nationalism is a loaded term, and it means different things to different people. So I think clarifying in this context what the definition is helpful. At the end of the day, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are called to a citizenship in heaven, and you are called to be a part of the kingdom of God. And we are warned as Christians throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, prayers and epistles, all the way through. It's not ambiguous that your identity is rooted in heaven. Your identity is rooted in following Jesus. Unfortunately, I think this love of country, which can be healthy to a point, over-realized among some of these evangelical Christians, has sort of merged two kingdoms into one and has created this belief that somehow if America falls, then God himself is defeated. When, again, as Christians, we believe that Jesus triumphed over the grave, so there is no such thing as defeat. But when you begin to think of America as almost this covenant nation that God has ordained us, God has blessed us, and you are fighting for God by fighting for America, that is Christian nationalism, and that is what has infected much of the church today.
Because that's how the country was founded. It's called Manifest Destiny, and you know that. Let me tell you, Atlantic is the mouthpiece more than even the Financial Times of London or the New York Times. It is the talking point they all copy. Now, who owns the Atlantic? The widow of Steve Jobs, who went to Little St. John's Pedophile Island over 100 times, put her up on screen with Ghislaine Maxwell. That's at Little St. John's. There she is, the blonde, there in the middle. And it's a totally weaponized, it's the mouth of the CIA. It's who they are. It's their operation. And they're now saying the Christians are the terrorists. The Christians are the enemy. And they got the nerve to call us a threat. That's who these people are. So just remember, everything coming out of their mouth is Jeffrey Epstein. That's Jeffrey Epstein operation. Right there, New World Order operation, telling you what they're going to do to you. And their desire to come after all of us. All right. I want to go back to your calls. I want to move quick here. Stu Peters is coming up in studio. We'll come in at 6 after. Probably go a little bit in the fourth hour. He's interviewing me for his show, but let's go and go to Jason in Tennessee. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, season's greetings to you, Alex.
Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I've got the Survival Shield X3 in my hand right now. I've got a couple bottles of the X2 in reserve, and I love your products. I've got all of the Emrex Essential Oils, the Ultra Blue, the Infinite Focus.
Well, you're the only reason we stayed on air was your support, brother, so thank you.
Thank you, and season's greetings and blessings to you, your crew, and the rest of Team Humanity out there. I wanted to call in and talk real quick three things that I think synergistically have really focused my life and could help everyone. One, of course, the nutraceuticals. I couldn't do without it. I've got a new job starting Monday, and I can't wait to buy some more. The next thing, I don't know if you've had Wim Hof on your show, but I've been doing the breathing method alone. That's really helped my life. Joe Rogan's had him on his show, and I really feel like it's the impact with
what's his name again? I know breathing's key, obviously. What's his name?
Yeah, Wim Hof, W-I-M.
All right, Lynn Hof, I'll have him on, brother. We're talking about the Civil War and the New World Order. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Tony in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Was interested in, you had a nice interview with Tucker Carlson the other night, and he had mentioned about, you know, people going to the border and stopping this kind of on their own. Now, I don't call for violence in any way, shape, or form, but they were able
well,
to...
Well, you can stop it by showing little kids as young as one put in vans with random people, then follow them all the way to Ohio or you know, wherever they're going, and then if you just stake people out and follow these white vans, there's hundreds a day per town. It's like, you can't miss it. It's not like you're hunting for it. You pull up, there's white vans, pot-bellied pedophiles, little babies being loaded in, little girls crying, they're shoved in. You just follow them, have the money for a few weeks, stay on their ass, go to the location they're at, stake them out, shoot a video, put it up. That'll burn their ass down.
Right. Well, what about, like, say, 50 people shut down a highway in California yesterday and made a big mess? What about a few thousand people just going and sitting in front of the fence and doing the same kind of thing and then keeping
the I think that's a good nonviolent thing, because you're not blocking regular people not committing a crime going to work or ambulances. You're at the border where the Border Patrol won't do its job. Yeah, we should pick a town, pick a place, promise they'll just move the illegals to another place. And then we should go and peacefully sit on the highway, and but then they'll probably charge us as terrorists and, you know, everything else. But yeah, no, that's the type of civil disobedience we need. Long before we get to violence, we should extinguish every civil disobedience operation we've got. And if we had the churches in America doing their job, they'd all be going to the border to stop this. This is human trafficking. They're putting them into sex slavery and slave labor. It's even the New York Times. Where are the mega churches?
It kills me to see the Border Patrol standing on one side. I know they're trying to do their job. They're not really being allowed to do their job, but to stand and watch there, armed in all their gear, watching people walk through a fence. What's wrong with this?
No, they got bulldozers ramming the fences over that Texas put up. It's worse than that.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. Thank you very much, long time listener, and the show's awesome. X3, X2, good stuff. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, we have Scroll Ads for shipping right now. We have double Patriot points. We have Winter Sun, the best D3 you're going to find. Take it under your tongue. Men, women, children, particularly people with dark skin, you don't absorb as much vitamin D3 in the winter. You need this product. It's 40% off, 5-star reviews, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're ready, get Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, X2 selling out, get a book and a film. And I keep forgetting, because I told them wrong, and the t-shirt's being printed right now. It's not Team Human, it's Team Humanity, me and Elon Musk talked about. The shirt's only right about a week, but it'll, because of Christmas, you won't get it till the new year. It's a fundraiser. Get Team Humanity shirts, two different designs. It says Team Humanity. It says 1776, and then InfoWars.com on the back, Team Humanity. Then we have this design, Team Humanity. It's an image of the nuclear family, and it's a great way to start conversations. What's Team Humanity? We talk about football teams and, you know, all this stuff that distracts our tribal energy. Our tribal energy should be pro-human. Get Team Humanity t-shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com. They're a fundraiser shirt. Appreciate your support. Get your Team Humanity, two different designs, unisex, InfoWarsStore.com, or my book, or both, The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned. All right. A few more calls, and Stu Peters live in studio.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.